What's happening out there, folks? End of 2020 is near. Here we are getting ready to go into a new year. And I think the song is kicking because we're staying alive right now. If you're hearing this, you're staying alive.
Don't look the other way because we're almost over.
Don't look back. Don't look back. Yeah,
don't look back. Staying alive.
Staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive.
Bitch ass parasite.
That's what we're going to say next year when the vaccine's out.
When the coronavirus is still out. Still alive, bitch ass parasite.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you know, we like to get stupid. You know how it is. Anyways, so here we are towards the end of the year. And then we did something like 30 plus episodes this year, over 2,000 minutes of content. Thank you, Spotify, for those stats. But not thank you because you don't pay us.
Yeah.
Really, nobody does, but it's all right.
Yeah, we did have Baboon on what was it, Baboon to Go? Yeah. Baboon on the Go?
Hey, shh. You can't say that name.
Oh, what the hell's going on?
I don't know what you do.
Shit. Anyways, excuse that. But yeah, it's crazy. So Spotify, is this like the first time they did that?
Well, it's the first time, I think, because this is the first year we've been out there.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know about you listeners, but I only looked at it. I think it was called your 2020 in a box or something. It was like your top song you listened to the most.
Right. And
I didn't go down that rabbit hole of like each band or anything, but number one songs it seemed to be were...
The Numbers Don't Lie.
Whatever. Yeah, Tool. I think it was Stinkfist or I don't know. It was something from 10,000 Days. But were you? What was your genres? Did you go that far and look you listened to?
I saw it. I mean, it was pretty consistent. I already pretty much had an idea. But for me, I listened to, I guess, a lot this year, Thundercat.
Yeah.
Because that new album had dropped. So I was probably bumping that album a lot. And then, but mostly just like hip hop, rock, brutal death metal, jazz fusion, the usual suspects in the fucking...
Yeah.
In the lineup, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mine was probably death metal, more death metal, brutal technical death metal, porn grind death metal. And then we probably had some funk and some rock and I don't know.
An NWA song or something?
Yeah, maybe. I did listen to, I saw that kind of got stuck on the new Cattle album.
I heard
Death
a couple songs
or something.
Yeah, I heard a couple of songs the other day. I was like, "Dang!" I was even telling Paul, "I was like, dude, some end of the world shit."
Oh fuck yeah! I almost thought it was like Slayer, how they released "God Hated Us All" on 9/11 in 2011 or 2001. Uh-huh. But I looked it up. I was like, "Damn, no, it got released 2019." But still, it was a good came out right in the good time, right before the
Perfect.
Whole COVID and shit. But yeah, if you guys listen, look it up. Cattle's new album. I think it's called like Death Atlas or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's mainly about a lot of the end of the world, but more into the fucking vegan territory. Like, oh, this is what happened when you eat meat. People are going to get sick.
No, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the...
Hey, you trying to accuse me of some shit, dog?
Yeah, but basically it's some vegan end of the world shit. But
some vegan in the world.
It's funny bringing up veganism. Fucking, we have a couple coworkers at work, and they were talking about, they're like, oh, we're going over. So, yeah, as you guys know and listen to this, we've already passed Thanksgiving and we're approaching Christmas. But like, we're talking about, like, oh, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? And I kind of asked him, I was like, I know you're vegan, like, maybe I'm getting too personal, but I was like, is your whole family are they all vegans? Because he has a baby, I think it's like one and a half years old, and or two, I don't know, and then he has a 5 year old. But it turns out the big boss, we're not going to mention any names, but it turns out he's the only one vegan in his family. His wife, his kids are
and should we even be talking about this?
Yeah, it's okay, we're not mentioning names. But I tripped out. And he's like, yeah, I'm not that kind of vegan that, like, when you come to my parties, I force you to eat, like, my type of food. He's like, obviously, he has to cater for fucking...
For other people.
Yeah, for other people, non-vegan people. But one thing I tripped out about is, that, like, he's like, I legit don't know how to cook meat. He's like, when I have my son's barbecue, he's like, I'm always giving out, like, raw hamburgers because he's like... Vegan food or like a soy patty or like a Beyond Beef, you just technically need to warm it up. There's no such thing as medium rare or anything. I'm like, oh, no. I didn't think about that. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I feel bad because like whenever I have barbecues, like
he doesn't know what he's doing. Basically,
yeah, yeah. He has to ask someone like, hey, can you do the grilling for me? Because I don't want to fuck it up. But to go down this rabbit hole, he's like, yeah, I want to have like a holiday. I get other shit and like I just have like my vegan tamales. And it kind of brought up a story that my ex-wife had a vegan cousin and his wife. And every time we would go to their parties, it was all just like Whole Foods, fucking vegan shit, hummus, whatever, celery sticks, peanut butter if I was lucky.
That shit actually sounds kind of good though.
Yeah, yeah. The celery and peanut butter was probably the best. And probably second best was like carrots and ranch. But... What I'm trying to say is...
You're like, does a brother have to take his six-piece wings around with him everywhere he goes?
That's where I'm going. So it started off like me and the dad were like, we're sick meat eaters. And we're like, first off, they didn't even have any beer. So we started bringing our own beer. And then we're like, let's just bring like a couple steaks for us and we'll grill them on their barbecue. It got to a point that she actually got so pissed off. She's like, you're tainting our barbecue grill or griddles. You're letting all the meat juices settle in. And like, it got to a point that I'm like, damn, do you have like, does your neighbor have some bacon grease to put on the salad or something? Like, damn, what does a ninja have to do to get some fat up in this, like, or some flavor up in this shit? But, yeah, it's crazy. So bringing up the facts about Spotify.
What was that? What the point of that whole story was?
I don't know. We were just reminiscing.
No, you were. I don't know what the fuck you're
it's
going.
It's 2020.
I was thinking, where's this fucking going? What does it have to do with anything?
Because cattle.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess.
We went from Spotify to numbers to what we listen to the most to veganism to gay vegan parties.
Why don't we just go back to the numbers real quick?
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys, listeners. I think we've said it before on previous episodes, but yeah. Over 9 to 11 countries. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ireland.
The number one listen to?
Outside of the U.S.
Yeah, outside?
Yeah.
Damn. Where's the first one? East L.A.?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Santa Ana area.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
North County, San Diego.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's crazy. We always said that we started this for fun. And it got serious like once we broke out the United States.
Well, I think it was all getting out there to the new platforms because not everybody has Anchor, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on all platforms. It's fucking crazy just starting.
How did that happen?
I kind of feel like Bill Gates or like Steve Jobs. We all started in the garage.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think? So we were talking about it earlier and about these numbers and all this stuff and then all the different guests we had. Who's out of everybody? What was your favorite episode we did this year? Looking back.
Damn, looking.
A couple questions. Your favorite episode? Well, just go ahead and answer that one. Then I got another follow-up question for you.
Okay, so that's a two-parter for me because I'm going to break up this favorite episode into the one I had the most fun.
Uh-huh.
And then the most interesting one of bringing in a guest and just being amazed on them being here and just talking and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So to go off of the funniest one, the one that I think we had the good time. Did we bust mushrooms anytime during this one?
420.
420?
Yeah, but that episode didn't ever... That was the one that was lost in space.
Okay, so I guess I can't say that one. But I don't know. We've had some good ones, but I know one that I really had fun with. And especially, I guess it's a two-parter, but... I would give a shout out to Oscar and fucking Guilty. Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, thank you guys for coming and doing the episode with us.
Of course, because their performances were epic.
Yeah.
First of all, those guys are super talented.
Yeah.
They both sing and play really good, each their own individual style. And mm-hmm. yeah, it just came out really good.
Yeah.
On the spot too, you know?
Yeah. For me, it's just during this whole COVID lockdown shit, it was just...
Something new.
Not really new, but something that we took for granted. It's like we went to so many shows and we've always gone to so many shows. Mm-hmm. And it just to like have it just the carpet wiped right underneath our feet. And then just to like, fuck, you know, I really feel like going to a show. It's just, it's crazy. Like, I don't want to say I got depressed, but it was just like, you just miss...
The opportunity to go again.
Yeah, I just missed the opportunity, just took it for granted. But yeah, it was just really kind of shine out of fucking the whole COVID thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, doesn't it now with this whole thing, it'll make you appreciate like, man, all the little stuff you took for granted. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah. Look at this now. It's like we brought it up before. Going to concert now is going to be another $150 more extra. Fucking, we talk about the numbers, like Joe's...
The economics.
Yeah, Joe's Caribbean math, drugs, concert, gas money, food, alcohol, merch. Now it's going to be...
Hotel room.
Yeah, now it's going to be another $150 added to it.
COVIDity test.
Yeah, now you got to get tests before you're going. So, yeah, I don't know about that one, but you, any episode that you liked in particular?
I don't know. I think there was a couple of probably my favorite thing we started was the Warp Vinyl. Mm-hmm. I don't know, not one episode in particular, but those have been something interesting and giving us something to work on. And this was actually the follow up question I wanted to ask you before was that out of this year, since this is what our first or second year?
Second year.
It'll
be a second year.
Dang, two-year anniversary. So that's another fact right there. 2 years. Out of this year, where do you think that we improved on the most?
I don't know. I can't say like a we, but like, well, I guess it's both of us, but listening more. Like, actually, like the type of talking is like you respond... You don't listen. How do they say it?
You listen and then respond?
Yeah, like, so like, especially when you're fighting with your girl or whatever, or like fighting with someone, it's like, you're just listening for a comeback.
An opening spot?
You're not actually listening. You're just like waiting for that spot to like say something.
Uh-huh.
But,
hey, is this something?
I think my listening skills actually got improved and whatnot. Just learning how to talk. Not trying to cut people off and whatnot, letting them speak and get out there. But honestly, I consider myself of a peaceful person before we started this podcast, but it just made me like go down more rabbit holes of like when I'm talking to people at work or anywhere. Like,
oh yeah,
I honestly feel I can talk to like a young person, an old person, smart, dumb, whatever it is. Like,
hey, you trying to say something about me, Doc?
But to go off those numbers, we started off with episode 31 for the new year, 2020, New Year's podcast with David Rivera. Then we had 32 of Revenge of the Fool, Future Trippin', Chicken Bowl, sauce on the side, no cabbage, Purpose, Not Profit, Android 17 with our boy. We had on the next one, Audio Life with Luis, Big Germ, Guilty, like I said, one of my favorite ones.
Shout out to Gil.
So social distancing. I think that's like probably Big Germ was probably when COVID really hit seriously.
The first one.
And then
It would be good to go back and listen to that and see what we thought at that time.
Oh fuck yeah! And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna come out with the best of 2020
episode.
Okay, episode or just some highlights.
We, you know, we should fucking timestamp. Too bad we don't have them on video. Now, actually, shout out to the GoPro right here for getting us on video. Who knows? Maybe the first video podcast.
Yeah, we'll see. We are filming this episode, so we're trying something new. To carry off, we had Ali Sage Photography, OnlyFans Cave, and then that's when we started the Warp Vinyl. We had a fucking Mastodon as the first album.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Life Alert, And then another Warp Vinyl Divine Intervention Slayer Battle of Los Angeles. That's when shit started getting crazy, the protesting. Mm. Then we had another Warp Vinyl Rage Against the Machine. Not on My Block, Fool. Warp Vinyl As Time Begins, Decrepit Birth. Minority Report for the next one. Another Warp Vinyl, It Is What It Is. If we had Senior Teddy, Big Z. That was like I think the biggest, longest one we've did. What, Big 3 Z. hours?
2.5 hours.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
That was a marathoner for us.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't know how Joe Rogan does it.
Fuck yeah. Then we got this time, not time, because War Vinyl Toxicity, Cave Rangers Go, War Vinyl Masters of Reality, another War Vinyl with Necrophagus, Milkman, War Vinyl Cowboys from Hell, Pantera.
Dude, there's a lot of episodes.
Heck yeah. Oscar, War Vinyl You're Dead, another War Vinyl Follow the Leader, War Vinyl Animals, Sober October, damn, 40 Ounces to Freedom, Pyramid, Tesla Duel, No Remember November, and then for the end, Tales of the Fool. Shout out to Han Solo.
Sounds like a fucking epic ass year we had.
Solo,
Teddy. Yeah, honestly, we haven't gotten out that much, but fuck it. We've been having fun doing this. And then, well, obviously now we're not calling or we're not Zooming in. We're calling these fools out mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, we had a couple episodes where we had to call on these guys, but
it almost reminds me of when we did it, when we were doing episodes when I was in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one was a trip. And I think, honestly, just doing those, we kind of got better, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because then by the time I came back, it was just like,
boom.
Boom.
Yeah, let's do this shit. But, yeah, things are going to change for the new year, for the new podcast. Like we said, we're going to start recording it. I don't know. Are we going to do like a YouTube thing or is it just going to be purely for the gram?
I think for now, just the gram.
Gram?
Yeah.
Too complicated.
Too YouTube. Too hot for YouTube's fucking content.
Dude. Yeah. We'll get flagged real quick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So.
Unless we list them as private.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we might start an OnlyFans.
OnlyFans cave?
Yeah.
A real OnlyFans cave?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have to do
what
that.
What do you think, folks? Patreon or OnlyFans?
I don't know, but the homie Han Solo, he gave us an idea, and he's like, oh, we got to do a little giveaway for the cave listeners. So he did.
Negro, that's all you had to say.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
He did mention, he's like, a lot of people are buying used underwear. He's like, maybe selling your used underwear. I was like, dude, these underwear, fucking working overtime at the warehouse? I don't know about
fuck
that.
Fuck you. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Oh, well.
Is that what he told you? He's like, here, sell this shit. What?
Yeah. And then we got to work on a pin, too. A
cave pin?
Yeah. Is that expensive to do?
It depends how much, like, how detail and big it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we might have to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
As like a thank you for listening gift.
Selling them.
Yeah. But it's crazy. Fucking 2020. I think our first podcast, we did a list of like, damn, almost every holidays on a Friday, Saturday, everything was going to be litty titty, fucking all this shit. But honestly, it wasn't even litty titty.
Hey,
it
was the year like
surprise, motherfucker.
Mm-mm. It was more like a fucking saggy titty. Fucking
this year?
Amazonian fucking titty. Just, you see those milk bags and they're all plumped up nice and good. But then she takes off that nice Victoria's Secret bra that gives him support. You just got lied to. That's what happened this year. We got lied to. It wasn't as fresh as we thought it was going to be.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Deserves another one. But yeah, I mean, besides the whole year, I mean, everybody knows this shit, but definitely fucking a lot of growth happened this year as well for a lot of people. Well, hopefully for you guys out there too. I know I did. A lot of soul searching, a lot of ups and downs, to be honest with you guys. And like, I don't want to say difficulties because everybody has their difficulties and whatnot. That's kind of like a stupid thing to say, but more meaning like, hey, everybody had a shit time. We all went through something, but it just depended, I guess, on your outlook and how you wanted to control your reality, I guess, in a way. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You can turn things around. It's not always doom and gloom.
Yeah. I honestly feel bad for a lot of people out there. A lot of people lost their jobs couple of our homies in the restaurant business, they lost their job.
Oh, fuck yeah. That sucks. Man.
Yeah. But with us, it's crazy and we're grateful to have a job and still working. But yeah, being in, we're in the guitar making business and there's a lot of people are playing fucking guitar right now. I don't know about you guys, but
right, so somewhere out there right now, the next Van Halen is being born.
Oh yeah.
In a way, you know?
Yeah.
The next Tosin or the next Ingbane or whatever, Steve Vai.
Well, one thing that I thought about this, someone brought this up on another podcast. It's like, this is going to change. It's going to put a dent into kids learning. Because especially between those ages, like, can't give you an exact number, but I want to say between like age 3 to like 8, the kids are learning like how to become a person, mm-hmm. like they're reading social cues and mm-hmm. it's like my kids one time got yelled at like 6 feet apart. It's going to change the kids and mold them into something new and different. I don't know. It's going to be a trip.
I think this next generation, they're like installing this fucking crazy programming.
Yeah. I don't know.
This 6 feet apart shit.
Yeah. Mask wearing is going to become like the new norm.
Yeah, it's almost scary too because on commercials you see it now. Like, okay, I for example, one I don't really watch TV, but the times I do, or I'm there next to it, fucking there's one for a casino. Like for example, Morongo Casino.
Oh yeah,
and then the people are there at the blackjack table and they all have masks. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, even like billboards. Like we're on our way to work and there's a couple billboards fucking with the masks on.
Hey, that type of shit reminds me sick of that movie They Live.
Oh yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so fucking nuts how, and I just watched it not that long ago. It's been a while, but yeah, I seen it again, and it's like almost watching the news, like all the different scenes
that
like,
don't look at this. Listen to me.
It's so nuts. Like the police brutality, all the protests, them fucking them up. Like it's all basically all that they depict in the movie is pretty much what's happening right now.
Well, remember in the beginning, fucking, I think it was like India, they were beating up their people.
Oh, yeah.
Like for being out in the streets, like someone would be on a bike and like they're just clubbing them, fucking their knees and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in the Philippines, they were like ready to shoot motherfuckers on site.
Fuck yeah. Let's not even talk about fucking North Korea. But yeah, it's crazy. Me and Joe, he brought up this. And he's like, we got to start a new band. And should we announce it to the listeners, Joe?
I think so.
Yeah, fuck
it's about time.
Yeah, we got 2021, new bands coming to you. We've been writing songs. And me and Joe were like, man, we kind of slacked off on our rapping, creating songs and whatnot.
We were in it all day, every day.
Oh, yeah. So we're like, you know what? We gotta start off with a new band. And for 2020, you know what, guys? We're going to bring, or no, for 2021, we're going to bring you, ready? Let's see. It's going to be called COVIDity. We're going to come out with some rocking songs.
Oh, yeah.
Should we give them a taste?
Let's give them a sample.
Okay, let me go get my acoustic, guys. For the one in time only, you guys are going to hear live COVIDity, and we'll give you the song name when it comes up. Let me go get my guitar real quick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you guys ready for the world premiere?
Let's do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, first song for COVIDity, it's called Crack Pipe. Ready, Joe?
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Homie on guitar, gonna play this shit right now. What? Hey, they're giving us crickets. What?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck? I dropped my crack pipe. Oh, shit. Hey, that's
a crack pipe song.
I dropped my crack pipe. All right, hey, play the next one for him. Play the next one for him. That wasn't doing it.
What is it? I don't know. You want to jump on guitar?
No, play that one that you're just playing right now.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all I know how to play, dog.
Hey, pass that shit, dog.
All right, here.
Even the fucking crickets, they were wondering what was going on.
I'm a one-hit wonder, guys. I dropped my crack pipe. Sounds magical. About Costco lines. Tell me, where are you Lysol wipes? Oh yeah. Every cashier has a line shopping for that meat and Lysol wipes. Fucking packed. Oh, some pitch harmonic. Some system.
Your cock out.
Yeah, I even forgot how like the melody of that one is.
Here, this one you can sing along to. Here we go.
All right,
let's do a song about let's see, let's do a song about puppies. Yeah, it's all been right. A fucked up year. Let's sing about something nice.
All right, puppies, let's go.
Ready, here we go.
Yeah. I love my puppy. Every time I look at the window, I see my puppy smiling at me.
Back at me.
Yeah.
Wagging its tail. It knows I'm home. All the puppies come for me when I'm home.
Always barking when I'm not home. Always barking when I'm not home. Always barking when I'm home. The neighbor tells me shut up. I say shut up, Annie.
Chica, where are you?
Yeah, Chica. Go back home. Na 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 na.
Owners missing. Where are you? Chica, come back home.
This song reminds me of 2020. It'd be all fucked up.
Oh, here, I got one to drop on you.
All right, go for it.
You might know this one.
Oh. Matthew McConaughey. So, if you know how to play bass, we need an air drummer here. We need some acapellas. If you guys know, you know. Hit us up on the Cage Wallers. That is cagewallers.podcast on Instagram. We are looking to fulfill this ban. We should be like the what do they call fucking
the E Street band?
No. The Mexican mariachi band.
Banda?
No. Metalachi.
Metalachi?
Yeah.
Oh, la cucaracha. Yeah. La cucaracha.
Yeah, sorry, start off something like that.
Remember
we write these crazy ass songs.
Black metal tunes?
Oh yeah, we have to ask Eric for that one. But shh, don't tell anyone, okay?
They're looking for me. You want to play a heavy tune?
Yeah, go for it.
That's just a preview of COVIDity.
Yeah.
We do a lot of covers. Original tunes coming soon.
Yeah. The first song is going to be called
50 Fists of Furies.
No, 50 Fists of Furies. It's going to be called You Get Sick 14 Day Quarantine. I mean, that's going to be pure instrumental, more demonic, more fucking melodic. And whatnot. That's going to be the first.
Demonic and melodic?
Yeah, demonic and melodic. Shit. It's going to be crazy.
Sounds evil as fuck.
It's almost going to sound like a horror film. Fucking.
Damn.
Yeah, that's going to be the first one. Yeah, 14 day quarantine. And we got
how about two week
lockdown, not online, actually, year lockdown?
How about the one like 28 days later?
What?
The movie. Remember the movie? But like make a song like that.
Yeah.
28 months later.
Yeah, shit. More like, what are we, 9 months in later? Yeah. Anyways.
Some crazy shit, dog.
Yeah,
I think crazy. It sounds like you have cabin fever, but instead of cabin fever, you could call it COVID fever.
Yeah, COVID fever, lockdown fever, fucking toilet paper fever.
Costco fever.
Yeah, Costco fever. Lines are crazy again. Fucking... With these panic buys.
But I don't see people panic buying right now, though.
Did you pass by Costco earlier today?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
People are crazy.
Fuck.
Did you go?
I passed by. I attempted to go. I was like, no, thank you, sir. But
do you think people will be getting sick from going out shopping?
Yeah, I think so. Immune systems are weak.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Honestly, I am believing more and more into that fucking Steftones theory. That, like, it all depends on your immunity, because that would explain the fact of, like, families, like, a whole family getting it, but that one son that sleeps in the bed, or that one husband that sleeps in the bed, or wife that sleeps in the bed with that positive person, but never tested positive.
So I get what you're saying.
That's like, oh, it's just like that whole fucking immunity. No, I was going to say hormones, but fucking... I don't know, just like that, your immune system, I guess, mm-hmm. being weak, strong, whatever it is, because that's a trip right there.
So what do you think makes a strong immune system? Obviously genetics.
Genetics.
Diet,
exercise. But then look at you have like those fat fucks that just like nothing ever happens to them. You have those people that like smoke cigarettes and never get cancer and they can run marathons. I don't know. It's a trip.
That's just that white trash gene, or what is that?
I don't know. Well, look at Skid Row. Shit. I don't see no tweakers dropping dead.
Yeah, exactly. That's been my point since the beginning. I've been trying to tell Gavin nuisance.
Nonsense. Fuck. But how are we going to wrap up this episode? It's a short one.
I don't know. We already went on epic tunes. I don't know. Maybe you want to do one more song. What kind of song do you think we could go out on?
I don't know. You have another one in the making?
Another one?
Yeah.
Do I look like DJ Khaled to you?
Yeah, and another one. This is going to be a short one, guys. We're going to back this up with a best of episode. Tie this one into. And then we got one last war vinyl for you. And then we're going to take a little, probably what, 1 week break. And then... fucking mushrooms for the 2021.
Oh shit. Should we do that for New Year's? Mushroom trip for the new year into the new year.
It's Saturday too, huh? Friday, New Year?
All night long.
Yeah. all night long, all night.
There you go.
Yeah. All night long, but I don't want a party night all night long.
shit to do tomorrow.
Yeah, bust a cap and a stem at 6:30.
I got some shit to do.
Not trying to stay up till 4 a.m.
Well, but why not?
Yeah. This is the outro right here or what? And subscribe. You know what's up? Tell your friends, tell your mom, your relatives, your primo, primas, tia, tio. Number one podcast in Ireland. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Shot right there. Thank you guys. Good night.
Laters.